Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Hello to everyone out there. This is another edition of Warren's World, and it is Cameron here and Maurice.
Hey, guys.
And we're going to be doing a collaboration of what we've learned over the past 4 years of high school, middle school, elementary, anything that we can come up with to help anybody that's coming into high school, worried about things, worried about life, just anything that we've learned and can share and give a little
effort. It's so weird to think that this is the last few months of our senior year. Like, I remember being a freshman. I didn't even know where I was going. I think that's probably one of the funniest things. I didn't know anything.
About anything, like,
right?
Because I was so scared because
I didn't have any friends.
Right, I was just going to a whole new district, whole new school. I was born and raised in Lawrence Township.
Oh yeah,
it's my bread and butter. We live for Lawrence, okay? But anyway, we're at Warren now. We're graduating, about to do 2019, you know, and it's gonna be a big year. We got prom coming up. We got graduation.
Yeah,
we got And we just got a new life experience, jumping up into the adult world without being in school, either going to college, either going to some field, either going into work, just doing something to keep ourselves productive. And
right. And
give me some advice, Maurice. Give me some advice that you would give to somebody younger.
Or my younger self, I guess.
Yeah, your younger self, yourself now, people, anybody, just anything.
I think be consistent with everything you do in high school. Or in school in general. Like, even if, you know, I don't think life really gets important until you're in high school, because high school is like where you make your big decisions of where you're going to go, where your future is going to be, and how you're aiming to be who you want to be in the near future. For me, I think if I was, you know, I feel like this year, the last year, I felt like I was really consistent with most of the things that I did. And it really did show, because when you're consistent, it shows through all the work that you do. And, you know, and that kind of inspires people when you're consistent. They also want to be consistent alongside with you.
Mm-hmm. If you're not consistent, then people don't know what to expect from you. They don't know if anything you do, like with podcasts that you do. If you're not consistent with your podcast,
nobody's going to listen.
Right.
Nobody's going
to. Right. They don't know when to expect your next podcast, or when to expect your next available content in video or anything. Like,
right.
Being consistent can really help yourself, especially in schoolwork.
Right.
If you're not consistent in your schoolwork, then baby, what are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, the consistency definitely shows teachers who you are. That's also a thing that...
colleges. A lot of colleges.
Yeah.
If you want to go somewhere in a career or something. I know in high school, people want to have boyfriends, girlfriends, and dating and all that type of stuff. And in high school, it's really not worth it to date somebody. I mean, talking is cool, but really dating somebody,
right? It shouldn't be as important to you as your work should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sounds really, really corny, and it's coming from like students, but it's true.
Like, you can have a good life experience,
and that's something I've learned this year too. It's like being alone, not even like being alone. Like, sometimes there's a difference between being alone and being a loner or lonely per se. But, like, enjoy your time, because this is the time that you're going to be able to, like, create what you want. And that's the thing about learning to be happy with who you are right now, kind of just creates everything else that you want.
Yeah, especially. And if you are going to date somebody in a whole different school.
Right.
Please. Because it is so awkward and weird when you see somebody that you dated in the past, and then you see them, like, every day at school when you go your way onto your classes. And it just makes things awkward. Like, you want to go through school and make it smooth, easy, go to college, just get in, get out.
Right.
Basically.
But while you're getting in and getting out, I think just definitely work hard. That's another life lesson, is just because, like I said, your work will show what kind of person you are to colleges. Mm-hmm. And even if you're not going to college, what kind of, you know, field you're going in.
And high school is another chance to start over. In middle school, you could have been the worst, baddest kid, doing all the fights, doing the food fights, beating up teachers, just going ham. But high school is another chance to start over. Get your grades up. Make sure your grades are A1.
Right.
If you're not A1, average.
I also got something else to include.
Mm-hmm.
Just show people that you're more than, you know, your work. Show them that you are you, and being yourself is like something that you don't want to give up on yourself, because like when you give up on yourself, you're not really being true to who you are.
Exactly, because somebody can always do more, always do better, always exceed higher, want to do better. There's always somebody that's going to be better than you. Right. So try to top that person that's better than you.
Right. But I think that's the thing about that, too. I kind of want to just kind of discount, not even discounter it. I just want to recounter what you said, because it's like, we believe that the competition is other people. I think the procrastination, the ego, all that stuff that makes us not want to do or want to work for the things that we want, those things kind of are a competition. So, yeah.
I think our competition are ourselves. Yeah. Because we're our most, like, I'm a critic to myself.
Right.
We're our worst critic. Because you might think something, oh, this is terrible. It might not be that good. But then to somebody else, it might be like, this is the best podcast I've ever heard in my life. This is the best video I've ever seen in my life. Like, this is so good. This is so much good content coming from somebody so young, coming from somebody that hasn't had that much experience. Like, anything.
Right. And the biggest thing we can take from, like, you know, when we go into college is take everything we've learned and kind of just make it, like, I guess we kind of raise the standard for it because we're growing up. So in college,
and growing up so fast.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. I kind of miss being in, like, kindergarten and taking naps. Ooh, and yes, those are the days. Yes, just sleep. Now, I remember in kindergarten, I would never actually go to sleep. I don't know.
Right.
I never could take a nap.
You never used to want to go to sleep, but now it's like, I want to nap all the time.
Right. And it's like, our sleep schedules are completely, like, not all of ours, but I say, like, when you're in high school, get enough sleep because it, you know.
Especially. And then make sure you're balancing yourself out with your schoolwork. If you got a job, with your work, after school activities, your friends. High school is a time to have fun, but also to focus on what you need to take you to that next level.
To be successful. Right. You know?
You want
to
make money?
You got to work for it.
Right. It ain't going to be handed to you.
Right. And the thing about it being handed to you is that nobody's going to tell you to do your work. Nobody's going to tell you to do this, that, or when to do it, because it's up to you. If you really want it badly enough, you won't give yourself the excuse.
Right.
And earlier last year, I read a book. It was by Jen Sincero. I remember the author, but I forgot the name. But she says, people who want to change their life will find a way. And people who don't will want to find an excuse. And that's true. I mean, don't make an excuse as to why you can't do something. Just go for it. I think when I joined TV and radio, I went into it knowing that there was going to be a lot of things I didn't know. There's going to be
especially
a lot.
Especially, always. There's always something. It's good to do things that make you uncomfortable. Then it brings you out of your zone. Yeah. Makes you think out of the box. Makes you do things that you normally wouldn't do.
Like, oh my gosh, recording this today, I don't even think a year from now would have probably been recording
this. Right, to be doing this right now, probably a couple months ago.
Right.
A couple hours ago, really.
Yeah.
Just to be doing this, to be sitting here having this experience. Like, and also another life advice is take advantage of what you have. If you have a good, like, radio program, if you have a good TV program, if you have a good art program, make sure you take advantage of what you have.
And the time.
Right. Soak up everything, the knowledge, and everything that you need.
You won't regret it, especially if you that's what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Right. Because you'll regret it not doing it. You'll regret not taking those extra time after hours when you don't feel like it.
Right.
The best time to do something is when you don't feel like it. If you don't feel like it, then you should do it.
Right. And the thing about not feeling like doing it is you're most likely always going to feel that way in some sort of way, because it kind of sits in the back of your mind that you're not capable of it. But in reality, you are capable of it. You just don't want to give yourself the gratification to be able to do it. So you have to, like, start being grateful and for where you are, and stop trying to rush your process, because, you know, for me, a year from now, I thought I'd be in a different spot. So
exactly. All it takes is baby steps. If you do a little bit of something every day,
it adds up.
Right, and build up on top of it. Like, if I save a dollar every day, it's $365
a year.
Right. Like, you just got to build up to it.
Yeah.
Don't rush it. Don't try to do something. Don't rush. Especially don't rush into things that you aren't ready for.
Right.
Please don't do that. Because if you aren't ready for it, then later you'll regret it when you go back and look on it like, man, I should have waited to do this. Man, I should have just stuck to this and then, or did something else. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, completely. And one thing I want to just kind of, because you know how we say work hard and do the things that are making you get closer to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to, it's kind of like a reminder, I guess. It was a quote that I read on Instagram. It was like, it's okay to feel tired even though you have much work to do. it's okay to pause, like, your life for a second. It's okay to stay inside, like, you know, like, not want to go out all the time. That's the thing about me. Like, I was never one to go out or, you know.
Yeah,
like
you're a homebody.
Yeah, I'm an introvert. I'm an introverted extrovert. It's so weird.
Because when I'm around some people, like, when I'm around a new, like, environment, I'm kind of more quiet, laid back, not really saying too much. But then if I get comfortable,
it's over,
right? You gonna see a hundred on the side. They gonna be like, is that how she is when she wasn't like that a couple months ago?
Right. But for me, I feel like I recharge from myself or my alone time. So that's why I'm so used to being an introvert. Like, my mom knows that I'm an introvert. She kind of reminds me of that all the time. But that's the thing. Like, I know. That's just how I recharge. By being alone. Not that I'm a loner or anything. It's just that's how I recharge. Because I got to find the balance between, you know, being an extrovert, but also being an introvert. It's like the yin and yang, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I would say have a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Because in school, it's good to get involved in things like the Spanish club or the speech team, because you learn so many different people and learn how to communicate, learn how to handle yourself in situations like you would do in when you get older in the real world and get pushed out in life.
But, you know, make sure to take time for yourself to recharge.
Exactly.
So you're not stressing yourself out, because, like, there were so many times this year, I'm going to be completely honest, where I would be stressed out because I wasn't taking time for myself.
Exactly.
You know? So I started to say no to opportunities that, you know, and, you know, they may have been great and, like, great opportunities, but I knew deep down I needed some time to kind of like reevaluate where I was.
Right, and taking time to yourself can be reading a book.
Doing your homework.
Right, going on a drive.
Yeah.
Going shopping. Treat yourself.
Sometimes, but I feel like that's from an extent, because, like, you know.
You don't want to overdo it.
Yeah, overdo it. And then you have all this stuff, and it's like, it doesn't bring you a long-term value, so.
But, like, every once in a while, like, just treat yourself. Like, have your own spa day. Like, anything like that.
Yeah.
Bring, like, your own spirit up if you're feeling down or feeling drained or feeling tired. Just take a nap.
Yeah, so it's always important. I think the last one I want to say for me, is, you know, not everything is as bad as you make it. And it sounds so cliche, and I'm pretty sure everyone's heard this before, but
of course,
it's never as bad as we make it. And, you know, when we overthink things can be much worse than they actually are. Mm-hmm. That's just coming from anybody, because when you feel like things are going wrong, don't just focus on the problem, but focus on, like, finding the solution to that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you can stop overthinking it, because, yeah, I always bring it back to find the solution rather than focus on the problem. It's just much easier to handle.
Yeah, just go right into the
solution.
Source.
Yeah.
Of that problem. Yeah. I would say the last little bit of advice for me is make sure you're dedicated. Make sure you're dedicated to what you want to do. If you're not dedicated, or, like, don't get into something that you know you're not interested in. Just because your friend wants to do this with you, or they want to do, like, track, and you're like, no, I don't know how to track. Like, I'm not a runner.
Right.
You're like, just do it with me. Like, stick to what you're saying. Like, stick to what you're saying. If I'm saying no, I don't want to do this, then say no, I don't want to do this. Because, like, you might get into something and then regret it, like, I do not feel like doing this. So if you want to do speech.
If you want to do drama club, do drama club.
Right, take a leap of faith. It might be scary. It might be nerve-wracking, but still.
At the end of it, you come out so much stronger. And that's corny too, but, like, I'm going to be honest. It's like, if I went, when I was going into radio, I kind of was insecure. I didn't even know anybody. I didn't know what I was doing. But I'm like, as time went on, I definitely became 100% comfortable. And I just, like, and everything that I do and all the work that I put out. Mm-hmm. So
there's always stuff that we get uncomfortable about and stuff that we get thrown on the spot. And we're like, oh, my goodness, we're panicking. Like, what's going on? Like, you just have to take a couple breaths. Just woosah. You'll get there. And then you'll always make it out and make it through. Just make sure you have the quality of your content. So that will do it for us on this edition of Warren's World. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs. This was a eye-opener for me.
And for me. It really was, honestly.
Because it's so good to get your feelings out and talk about what's been on your mind or what help you might, like, I might have helped you.
Right.
You definitely helped me, because anything, just talking to somebody is always good. But that is for us.
And we will talk to all of you in the next one.
Right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Coming up next is these Warren's World, so stay tuned.
What up, you guys? This is your girl, DJ Z, back again for the hour away. Like I said before, this isn't on air. This is Warren's World. Cute intro. I don't have an intro, so let's get right back into it.
Nice.
I am here. I am here with two captains of the esports club here at Warren. Introduce yourselves.
Well, you know me already. My name's Jordan M.
I know, but it's easier to just introduce
yourself. Well, hi, I'm Jordan M. I'm the captain, one of the captains for the esports club.
Hi, and I'm Evan Law. I'm the other captain of the esports club and also the coach's son.
Didn't know that, did you?
Yeah, my dad runs it.
That must be really fun on your part.
Yeah.
So, how did you guys get into esports?
Well, for me, I think it was started in about 2013, and I was watching Twitch, and I think I was watching Markiplier, and then I saw on Recommended Riot Games, and I was like, what is that? And I didn't know about League of Legends at the time, and so when I clicked on it, and I saw things happening, I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I like it. So I got into it, and I think the first team that I watched, I think it was Cloud9 versus TSM, and you don't know who they are, but... It was an interesting experience, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep watching more. And then, like, around 2 years, I started getting into more games like CSGO, Super Smash Bros., and other games. So that's basically how I got into it.
Actually, the first time that I played League of Legends, which is the main game I play, was when my dad first started playing it, very early, like 2008 when it first came out.
Wow.
So the fact that he's also the coach of this club is actually... Oops. Sorry, microphone. The fact that he's also the coach of the club is very nice for me. Like, the first time I played it was 2008, and then I didn't come back to it until 2012 when I played it on my own. And from then on, I started off awful, of course. But I started doing better and actually started doing, like, online tournaments for it when they still had those. Mm-hmm. And so I started winning, and I started getting actually pretty good at the game. So I thought, hey, I can actually do this competitively. So when we started the esports club at the high school, it was a good chance to get into the actual competitive scene and be able to hopefully win scholarship money. There was a tournament for that that we did once, the IUPUI tournament.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah,
how it went.
Yeah, it went well, didn't it?
Yeah, it went very well.
Like, you talked to me about it.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Okay, so I know what.
Also, I would like to say that when I also was watching Markiplier, I did play... Pokemon very competitively.
Jesus.
Like, I was in a Facebook group and I was one of the gym leaders. So basically, I was very challenging because I had really nice bred Pokemon, and you know, I was yeah.
Oh,
you can breed Pokemon,
bread.
And they can be, you know, you can make them powerful. But well, yeah, I have a Pokemon named Bread, yeah.
No, I just thought you, like, slathered butter on it or something. That was...
My favorite's rye bread. Anyway. But, yeah, and then I was like, hey, I kind of have a kick for this competitive thing. And then I found the league thing. So, yeah.
Nice. Okay. So, for our viewers, because I have a small grasp of what esports are. Is
right
mm-hmm. mainly because Jordan Nam is my friend, so he talks about it a lot,
and I show it on the TV a lot.
Yeah, I don't really have a choice. But but for our viewers out there, what is esports?
Well, as the name implies, it is sport. It is a sport that you do online. Mm-hmm. The E in front of it stands for electronic, for those of you who don't know.
Kind of guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But it's actually gotten much larger in the past few years. Like, I think Dota was the first big MM or MOBA for it.
And I believe it started in the 70s, and then it kind of died out.
What?
But then
the arcade era.
Yeah, it was, I think it was Galaxy Wars. I forgot the name.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, it kind of died for a moment because there was no internet. And then internet started to come around the 90s.
That was all done in arcade rooms.
Yeah. And yeah. And like Street Fighter became a big thing, and then the internet became a thing, and they were like, hey, we should make games that use the internet so you could play with people across the world. And then that's basically how it blew up. And then it's now getting way larger in the 2010s now.
Yeah, that's what we have now as esports is far different than what it used to be.
Yeah, like in 2003 when it was like Call of Duty World Championship, it's way different than now.
Yeah.
Extremely different.
The prize pools are enormous.
Dota has the largest. Okay.
Yeah, I know. What was Dota's?
Like I think it was like 27 million.
Yeah.
And what is the prize pool?
Prize pool is basically like there's money in one like a pot. Think of it like poker, and whoever wins takes the majority of that pot, right. And then it just divides as your placing goes down. So like the first place could get, well, I guess you could put in league if there's 7 million a prize pool. The first place gets a 1 million,
right.
And then second place gets like 750,000. It keeps going down.
So has anybody actually won that large of amount of money yet?
Team Liquid won 10 million last year in Dota. And that basically made every single person on that team a millionaire instantly.
What? Right.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of money in it if you get into it like properly.
And there's also the contract, so you still get paid.
Right.
That's a lot of money. Do you have any like big games coming up soon?
I mean, the tournaments, but I think we're thinking about a Smash Bros. Tournament, and ooh. Because it did come out December, I believe. Yeah, Smash came out December, and you know it's a huge thing now. So I would say it makes sense since the Switch is basically completely portable. Well, it is completely portable. So
I like how you said basically.
Yeah, and it's the cheapest console you can get. It's around $300, but...
Yeah, totally the cheapest.
Yeah.
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 I mean, have you seen iPhone X prices? Okay.
True.
Okay. All right. And also,
our economy is booming.
Xbox and PS4 is way more. Let's just...
Oh, that is so... Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the cheapest thing you can get aside from, like, a 2DS. But it's a really good game. I think it's a little bit balanced right now. I mean, it's as balanced as it could be right now until like the next update. But I think it's very competitive. I think it'd be pretty good for the club. I think it'd bring a lot of more retention and a lot of more people to the club as well.
And for this tournament, anyone can join. It's not just people who are already in the esports club. Anyone can come in. We'll have more information on what the dates are. But no matter who you are, you can come join the tournament and compete with us.
Hmm. You'll be a teacher, even.
And I hope so. Will not be doing that because I know I'd already lose and I just get mad at trying. So yeah. So speaking of anyone can come in and join, if you guys want more like people to join the esports team, how does that work? How do they join?
Well, you see, that's really hard because we try by like, you know, reaching out, like using media outlets like the TV, like TV studio. And then here, I do that a lot on my podcast, but it's kind of difficult because, you know, the announcements basically ignore our, like, request to advertise ourselves, but it's just basically based on looks, sort of.
Yeah. But if you want to join, all you have to do is email jlaw@warren.k12.in.us or just walk in when we have club.
And when do you have club?
Every Tuesday.
Yeah, every Tuesday. Around
from 3 to 4:15.
Yeah.
Every Tuesday.
Correct.
Well, that is all for this Warren's World. I will see you guys later. It was nice having you guys on this little snippet of Warren's World. Yeah, it feels so weird to say that twice. But yeah. See you, strangers.
See ya.
Bye-bye.